It's Lissa, and I'm joined by John Moss in the studio, the chair of Buxton Ramblers. And John, you're launching with Friends of the Peak District a new Peak District boundary walk. How's this come about?
Right, well, a little bit of the background to it is the idea for this was devised about 80 years ago by two people from Hayfield, Ethel and Gerald Haythornthwaite. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. They devise a 190-mile long-distance walk, which never strays very far from that boundary. It's to raise awareness of the outstanding beauty of the Peak District and the whole National Park.
It's an amazing route, isn't it?
It is, yes, because it takes in all sorts. For example, I've wrecked one section this week, and you're walking down around the back of quarries. All right, it's interesting because they're a big part of the history of the Peak District quarries. But you get round the corner and then you're into beautiful scenery, walking by the side of a river, you know, and up onto the open moorland where you've got fantastic views. And the animals and the wildlife just this week, which I've seen, were just amazing.
And it's obviously going to appeal to the long distance walker, isn't it? It's a long way.
It is. It's 20 sections with approximately 10 miles each section. So it could be done in about 20, maybe 21 days with a break. So it would appeal, yes, to the long distance walkers.
But as you say, the lovely thing is that it's broken into these shorter chunks. So
exactly, yes. Shorter chunks, which at some stage along the route, you've got something like a pub, a cafe, a bus stop. You're never too far away from civilization to get back to normality at the end of the day.
I like the person who's devised this. And so there's going to be a book coming out about it as well.
There is going to be a book coming out by a local author, a guy called Andrew McCloy, who is from Yorkshire, I believe. And that's going to be available nearer the time.
And so the launch is June the 17th, and you're doing an ambitious, trying to walk all 20 stages that day. So you're looking for walk leaders.
Yes, we've got 16 leaders to lead 16 sections of the 20. So we need another four sections covering, which are number 4, Glossop to Dovestone, number 5, Dovestone to Marsden, number 12, Beely to Winster, and number 13, Winster to Royston Grange.
So that's both our patches, both High Peak and Ashbourne Radio. And if anybody can volunteer and help out, how can they get in touch?
Please get in touch with Julie Goff at Friends of the Peak District. Her phone number, 0114-279-2655. Or you can email Julie on julie@friendsofthepeak.org.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to be talking to you in the future as well about looking at the route in a bit more detail in the High Peak patches and our Ashbourne Radio patches as well.
Thank you very much.